This weekend, we got a great example of the troller in chief. That would be one Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, going out and making sure that everybody who is offended, which is pretty much everybody on the left, gets absolutely triggered and can just never have any kind of fun. So this weekend, the president decided to head to the baseball games, right? To the baseball game between the Astros and the Braves. And, of course, the left, in their wisdom, I know, mockingly, has come out against the tomahawk chop. So what did Trump do? The only thing that Trump knows, really, how to do in this regard, which is when this music hit. Trump, our glorious President Donald Trump, who, you know, the election was stolen from, gets up and starts hitting that tomahawk chop, baby. And I'm pretty sure that every single chop that Trump did, another liberal's demonic wings fell off. Or maybe they grew. I don't know. But it was a thing of beauty to see the way people are reacting to something like this. And of course, the whole thing behind the tomahawk chop being racist, and it's, you know, offensive to Native Americans, even though Native Americans are like, nah, we're cool with it, dude. But drop a picture of El Presidente dropping the chop, the tomahawk chop. Even Melania. Melania was getting in on the chop. Look at that. I think their form was actually quite excellent. Check it out at crusadechannel.com/chat. And the fact, I mean, you have a colliding of events. You have the fact that the Atlanta Braves, who had the All-Star game ripped away from them, because of the voter integrity laws. Then you have the tomahawk chop, which everybody freaks out about. And then you got Trump rolling into town and then doing the tomahawk chop. I mean, liberals already, they're already angry people, right? They're already people who just don't have a good life. But at this point, Tucsonia, let's go, Brando. You know Trump would love to do that. But the fact that the tomahawk chop, I think it was Saturday or Friday night, was the loudest, according to Clay Travis, whose kid is a huge Atlanta Braves fan. He's like, it's the loudest I've ever heard. Because the people in Atlanta or the Atlanta area are just done with this nonsense. But and here's the thing. Dave Zirin, I don't know who this loser is, but he's a writer. He's the quote-unquote sports editor for The Nation, which means they couldn't find a spot for him. So they're like, oh, go write about the sports ball. And he's like, okay. So anyway, this loser, this guy with an expensive creative arts degree, wrote that Donald Trump is traveling to the World Series just so he can be filmed doing the tomahawk chop. And boy, oh boy, was it worth it. Boy, oh boy. Because the fact that you people lost your minds because President Trump does anything is nah, dude, the haka's more. Somebody says the tomahawk chop is more chilling than the haka. When the haka is a New Zealand dance that the All Blacks do before. It was awesome until it was co-opted by women. Sorry, women doing the haka? Not cool. The Rock making it mainstream and having like little girls do it? Not cool. Like the All Blacks who actually used to do the haka, that is some scary stuff. Because those guys are legitimately insane. The guys who do the haka for the All Black, the New Zealand All Blacks. And that's not a racist thing. The team's really called the New Zealand All Blacks, for any of you. Any of you guys like, what's his face? Dave Zirin. You can't call them the All Blacks. Dude, that's the friggin' team's name. Anyway, but this is the line right here, Zirin moaned. But if you state the obvious, that this all carries the stench of white supremacy, white supremacists, you're being divisive. Arrgh! Like, they were freaking out about Trump going to the game because he might do the tomahawk. He might kind of possibly do the tomahawk chop. And then he did it. And then Keith Olbermann had like another aneurysm. And it's, you know, we don't got a lot coming out of the political sphere. This is like shades of 2018 before the world ended, when Trump would go somewhere and they would say, oh, this is white supremacist. And then he'd flash like the AOK symbol, or he'd say like milk, and they'd all freak out about this stuff. So it was a nice little flashback. I mean, everybody defying Native American protest. Trump performed like Trump was the only guy in the stadium doing the tomahawk chop. Like, it's Trump in the sky. How long do I have to do this? How long does this work? Have you been chopped? Is this the town? Have we chopped? Why isn't it gold? This whole idea. Oh, man. It's never enough for these people to always pop up. To do this. And I love it. The reason why I'm leading off with it is because Halloween was kind of dull. I really want the Braves to win. I do, because I want that little twerp Freddie Freeman. Not Freddie Freeman. He's the owner. Paul Manfred. That's early. I want him to win it in Atlanta too. I want him to win it in Atlanta. So this just is a beautiful, like, chef's kiss to these people. But it was a nice moment where the entire left just lost their minds, like they did, you know, before the world ended and everything that Trump did.